is. And then there's another one of knowledge and learning. That appeals to a whole other group of people. Boy, I love to learn. I love to use my brain and think. Other people, I don't want to do that. But that's their deal. Then another one is, no, it's emotion. I just love to emotionally respond to the Lord. And I offer you my emotion. I offer you my knowledge and all that I know. I offer you my moral righteousness. I offer you my charismatic experiences. I offer you my service, the fourth circle. All my doing for you. I offer to you. And I want recognition. We won't word it that way, but that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, one other thing before we close about the way of Cain and religion. He killed Abel. Now, why did he kill Abel? Abel's done nothing to Cain. People, religion, you learn it right from the beginning, religion must always kill the truth of the gospel. It's always got to kill the truth of the gospel, the true light. Must always silence those who are teaching truth. That is the way of religion all the way through. It's a weapon of Satan. Cain, not the man, but the concept of the name. The Cain is a weapon used by Satan all the way through against the truth. The weapon of the law. The weapon that appeals to the basic instincts of man, and he's got to kill the truth. Religion always has to do that. So the way of Cain, the law, performance, basic instincts, perform, be recognized, and then we've seen, are to be punished if you don't do it, and that also is very big with the false teachers. You're going to burn in hell, God's going to get you, you're going to be punished, and you're going to get this and that. That's very big to get people to do what? To perform. To do the law. To do the law. Okay, the next one mentioned is Balaam. Now, we've already studied Balaam, but we'll just kind of summarize, and then we're going to get to the third one, which we have not looked at. And if you want to have fun, just read about Korah. And what I want to tell you about Korah, Korah looks good. Korah looks good. I'm going to show you some powerful things about Korah. It's going to look like Cain. Going to look like Balaam. You're going to go, wait a minute. I've always thought Korah was this bad person, just like I always thought Balaam was bad. But I read the story of Balaam and I can't find anything. I'm going to show you about Korah too. And we're going to put together the way of Cain, and then the prophet of Balaam, and then the destruction of Korah. We're going to see. And then I'm going to remind you, they're in the wrong order. They're in the wrong order. And that's important. Why did you...